This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Pick up all these hominoids and things in Europe.
No, that's paleontology.
Yeah.
That's paleontology.
Yeah,
yes.
But, I mean, okay. A similar field picking okay. up and
yes,
and
it is. It is.
Well,
it is.
I don't believe it.
It is. No. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
If they can find me a missing link.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they've got. Look. Say for example, there's enough evidence there. You know, to substantiate that. You know.
Evolution. I'll tell you.
Okay.
The weakest point in evolution is the fossil record. Did you know that?
Yeah, but then,
that is the weakest point.
Okay.
The strongest point for evolution is genome evidence.
And DNA. Okay. And
DNA, yeah. Yeah.
And embryology.
Embryology.
Yeah.
Which is, again, interpreted. This is evidence that is seen by scientists and they interpret it. I don't blame them.
Tell me how they've interpreted DNA to be wrong when it's so precise.
No, it is not. DNA doesn't tell you that I was once upon a time a primate. And then suddenly, slowly, species transformed and drifted.
But then,
DNA doesn't. You have to interpret. You have to interpret data. So similarities. For example, and human genome.
Yeah.
There are similarities.
Yeah.
And from similarities, scientists conclude and they assume that there was a common ancestor.
Yeah.
There's a link. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I look at a chimp and I look at humans, I don't need the DNA evidence.
We're talking about. Look, if I were to show you a caterpillar, and if you didn't know that it evolved. Into a butterfly, you say no, totally not possible. But because you see in a very
I have no issue with macroevolution.
Yeah.
I have no problem with
that. I agree, but
can you give me evidence for macroevolution?
But you do know.
No. Can you give me empirical evidence for macroevolution?
It's too long, so obviously you cannot observe it. No, but the fact is, okay.
Until you give me evidence.
Okay, you do know that chromosome number 2
has
been fused. That's a fact. You cannot deny, okay, that chromosome number 2 has been fused. They've found the 2 telomeres and the centromere in the middle. And that's why they're 100% sure. Otherwise, you would have had the same amount of chromosome pairing as the...
So why can you not show me any evidence?
Well, they're showing you, chromosome number 2 where it's been fused. Look it up. I mean, it's there. It's not for me, you know. If you say you want to find the truth, it's there. You just have to sort of accept it. Because the problem is, you have a supposition.
So why can God not do this? Why can God not diversify species?
Yeah, but this is the whole point.
Why do you have intellect and chimp doesn't? Amazingly, horse is more intelligent than chimps are. Dogs have more intelligence than chimps.
Right.
So, and more loyal.
And more loyal and more able to. So chimps, why do chimps have less intelligence than other animals we have? And in that sense, we are closer to them.
Chimps have a lot of intelligence. They can work as a team. Dogs don't work as a team and horses don't work as a team. Chimps can work as a team, and hunt and stuff like that. And they can do quite a lot of intelligence.
And they organize themselves into a hierarchy just like humans. Because they've done experiments.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the thing is, look, sometimes you want to embrace science. And
what about hyenas?
DNA, and it's a fact.
Can you show me any evidence?
I'm saying chromosome number 2. Have a look.
Okay.
That is the evidence.
Okay. Is it interpreted or not?
It's not interpreted. It's a fact. It's not
I'm not denying the fact.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what inference do you make from it?
The fact is...
Is the conclusion inferred or not?
It is, because had it not had it not combined, okay...
Why can God not do it?
Yeah, but then why can his God not do it? He might believe in some other God.
No. Well, let's say one, call him the supreme being.
Yeah.
The one who...
Yeah, but then what you claim that we're not from chimpanzees, okay?
No, evolution doesn't say that we are from chimpanzees.
No, it says we're from primates.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So but there was diversity in species. Now, I'm asking, why could God not plan that? God made species, and then he said, this branch, humans. Okay? And they are not chimps, they are humans. That branch, chimps, and they are chimps.
Yeah, but then, if you want to bring logic into it, why did he wait, say, the Earth is 4.5 billion? Our species...
Why did God do this? Why did God do that? Me and you can find out on the Day of Judgment.
The fact is, okay? No. The fact is, you tell me that you know what God means by this, that. And when something you cannot explain, because the mystery...
I can't explain many things. I can't explain this gentleman.
Yes.
I can't understand why is he the way he is. Okay. Yeah. So the point is, there is so many things I can't. I can't explain why my son is the way he is.
Let me tell you the beauty about religion. Yeah. Say for example, I'm going to cross the road. I'm going to say, you know what? I have so much faith in God. I'm going to cross that busy road, blindfold myself. Right. One of three things can happen. If I walk across, nothing happens. I say, look, God exists. He's protecting me. Second scenario, I could get knocked down slightly, hurt myself, and I could say, you know what? I could have died, but I must have sinned. So God save me. Third scenario, I could walk across the road, get run down, get killed, and then say, God granted me paradise. So either way, you cover yourself. And this is the whole beauty why we can't argue with you. Now, to a normal person,
I didn't claim any of that.
No, I'm just.
I don't need. This is
a normal person.
This is attacking straw man. This is attacking straw man.
No,
I didn't make any of these stupid claims.
No.
I would never do. I would never. God is the one telling us that if you blindfold yourself and walk into the road, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Wait. God is the one telling me. Don't blindfold yourself.
He's giving you the minimum evidence to prove of his existence.
Wait.
That's the problem.
Wait. You claim evolution is true.
Yeah.
Are you a biologist?
No.
So you believe evolution is true?
Yeah, because I've seen the evidence.
Have you conducted experiments yourself?
Okay, then I could with the same argument say, have you seen God? Have you?
Same argument.
Yes.
Thank you. So me and you, if you're calling me a blind follower, so are you.
No, because I've actually...
So are you? No. I have seen the evidence of God. Likewise, I've seen the evidence of God.
Yeah, but it's going to be a circular argument.
Thank you. So you're in no better position than I am. I'll tell you why I'm in a better position.
Yeah.
Because I can philosophically...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's only a philosophy, it's not fact. Let's go back to that. Okay. Philosophy.
What do you mean by fact?
Philosophy is just a lot of talking, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. Look, basically Socrates and everyone, they had said, say for example, Plato, he had inductive arguments, whereas, what's his name, the guy after him, Aristotle, he based more in deduction. He wants to go home. I've got to drop him off.
Nice talking.
No, good talking.
No, seriously. We can continue talking for another 10 hours.
Yeah.
Your kids are more important.
You know my kids, that's the problem.
Nice talking. What's your name?
Mustafa.
Mustafa! Come back. Come back home, man.
No, the thing is, I was religious up until a year ago.
Listen, until you keep talking.
Yeah.
Are you coming back to the park again?
My wife is pissed off when I'm down here.
No, just come back. Come back to the park. We keep talking. And one day, Mustafa...
I'll turn into an atheist.
You'll have to work very hard. I asked God to take me before that happens.
Yeah. I would rather
no.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that we just don't believe in God because we are blind followers.
Yeah.
Okay. I have intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I assess. I analyze. And I wouldn't like to waste my life. Yeah. Doing rituals.
I understand. No, I can go to Brazil,
join the carnival, and have a pina colada on the beach,
yeah,
and have a swim. I can do that. Okay.
But the same argument,
I can still do it being a Muslim.
Yeah.
But as long as there is no fitna.
But the same conviction you will tell me. A Hindu or someone of the other faith.
They don't.
No,
they don't.
Have the same conviction
in
either faith.
When I speak to these people, a lot of these people, you come to realize they have ignored basic facts of life.
Yeah.
Basic facts of their religions. You speak to a Hindu, even not in my opinion. Bring someone. I have never had the opportunity to talk to a philosophical Hindu. I would love to. And ask them, why would you...
Are you telling me there's no philosophical Hindus?
There are. I'm sure there are very intelligent Hindus. in India, in this country. I haven't had the chance to speak to anyone. Okay, thank you. Nice talking to you.